Speaking of Easy Rider, the 1969 film with Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper, that film proposes the idea that freedom is about taking off on a motorcycle, going in any direction, as fast or as far as your heart tells you to go. A woman in Pakistan, Zenith Irfan, knows what this kind of freedom tastes like. She describes herself as a 21-year-old Capricorn set on an epic motorcycle journey amongst the terrains of Pakistan with nothing but her free-hearted soul. So on the road throughout Pakistan for 3 weeks last summer, how much of your own country had you seen before this trip?
You know, that's a very nice question because I initially did not know the beauty Pakistan encompasses. You know, like I never knew Pakistan had so much beauty. All I was exposed to was people telling me how I should go to Kashmir because it's one of the heavens on earth. And when I finally made the decision to go out there and explore everything for my own self, I was literally shocked. It was more of like a shock of beauty, you can say that. Like, I was like, my God, my own country is so beautiful, you know.
Zenith, tell us why you took off on this trip. Why'd you do this?
Okay, I did it for my father. So when my father was posted in the army and he was like at a very young age, and he was telling my mother how he wanted to go on a motorcycle journey all across the world. And he said that he couldn't do that because he was married so quickly and that he had a job. And my mother was pregnant with my brother at that time. And he was like, I'm already having two kids. So I'm like, you know, I'm bound with societal pressures right now. And I can't do all what I wanted to aspire to do. So which is why, and he passed away so quickly at age 34. And he left so many of his dreams. So when I was like 12 years old and we were going through some family photographs, and my mother got this crazy idea that I should, you know, pursue this legacy, this dream of his, and convert it as a legacy for my father. And at the beginning, I was like, my mother is like going crazy because how can she allow her own daughter to do this? Because in our culture, we are usually bounded with certain limitations, like parents don't quickly allow their children to go on trips and, you know, to go and have some fun because of the culture around us. You know, it's very restrictive. It's a very restrictive culture.
Not only that, I mean, you're not the first woman to drive a motorcycle in Pakistan, but I'd bet you're the highest profile woman on a motorcycle. What message did this trip send to young women in Pakistan?
You know, it opened a lot of perspectives for, I believe, you know, the fact that parents now are allowing their girls, obviously, to go out on trips because of me. So when I saw this picture, I felt that I should work more on women empowerment now. Because, like, initially, they did not allow and they were, like, scared about it. But when I told them through my photographic blog that you can ride in Pakistan without any security issues, without any threats, and you can ride freely, like it's your own country, you can ride freely, they were like, okay, now I guess we can send our children out there, you know. And plus, motorcycle is one of the most dangerous vehicles to travel in. So I actually wanted everybody to travel on a motorcycle instead of a car because the motorcycle gives you a 360-degree vision of everything that's around you. You can feel the air, the sand, and you're literally going through each and every experience, both physical, mental, and spiritual. So I encourage everybody to adopt motorcycle as a travel buddy. So this was, I think, a message that I went across through my internet, you know, through my blog and everywhere else.
Did anyone hassle you while you were out on the road?
No, nobody did. I guess it's because I was dressed as a tomboy. So like I had my whole motorcycle gear. But I remember that when I was going, when I was riding till Khunjra Pass, that is the pass that connects Pakistan with China, there was this man near the security check post. And he was telling me how I should not be riding motorcycle and I should go back home. And I just passed a smile at him. You know, like I waved off his comments. That was, I think, the only negative comment I got from him. There was no other, I never got any threat.
Zenith, on your Facebook page, you hint at a reason why you also undertook this journey. You quote from the Prophet Muhammad, "Don't tell me how much educated you are, tell me how much you traveled." Explain how that motivated you.
Yeah, because you see, when we are studying and when we are, you know, like in school and university, we're all the time asked to, you know, learn about something, learn concepts, definitions, learn the mathematical algebra equations and everything else. But we're not asked to experience them, you know. And I believe that it's good to have education. I'm not discouraging education completely, but it's very important to travel and see things for yourself. Because I think exploring new cultures and learning stories and how people have lived earlier and continue to live so in simple environments is very important for our mind, and it's very important for our whole spiritual being. Because I know and I understand that books will give you a greater perspective on things, but going and living through all the situations can open our doors to many more possibilities. So I guess this is one of the different model, you know, that's the common denominator between that quote and my life, that I do want to not only learn new things in terms of concepts, but also experience them.
Have conservative minds said to you, a young woman on motorcycle, that is not what the Prophet Muhammad meant?
No, they did not. But okay. But I, there was this article written on me by a local newspaper, and I went to the comments, and people were saying how I should be dressed in a burqa, and I should not be roaming around like this, and I should be at home in the kitchen, and you know that I'm a shame to Muslim woman. So there were those comments. But I believe it's because they don't want to open their minds to, you know, they don't want to learn and they want to be in their own cocoon. They don't want to open themselves to new learnings and knowledge. And, I don't blame them. It's okay if they want to accept me as somebody who's a threat to them. Like they see me as a threat to their personal mind frame they are in. And I just ignore all those comments. Like, to be honest, like, I can't just, like, ask everyone to follow me and ask everybody to encourage me to do this. Those who want to do it are doing it by their own choice. So it's like, for me, it's fine. I'm okay with it.
Motorcycle journeys have often been equated as adventures of discovery. I think of that book, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. What have you learned about yourself on this trip?
I saw a different version of Zenith. In my own self, I did not know that this zenith existed within me. So for me, like, I never knew I could, like, ride for such long hours, and I never knew that I could be so spiritually liberated through these journeys. Like, I was like, I had no training. I just knew how to balance the clutch, the gear, and the brakes. But I did not get any specific training for my journey. I just closed my eyes, and one day I just took off. And that was a very big challenge for me. And I was surprised at how much I could do. And I was surprised at how much my spiritual being was enlightened by the whole journey. So I guess this is one of the most biggest things that I've learned from my motorcycle journey, that how a single vehicle can actually change your whole life and change the way you think and look at life.
That's basically. Great. Are you going to eventually complete the dream your father once had to motorcycle around the globe?
Yes, I am planning to because you see, I haven't seen the whole of Pakistan yet. I've just seen a part of it. So after I complete my whole Pakistan journey, I am planning to do more overland journeys soon. It is in my list that I will travel all across the globe soon.